January 2003, post-conviction. There was a frenzy of television and newspaper coverage during the trial. A resurgence occurred after the sentencing hearing. Segments of my victim impact statement were broadcast on several channels across the western states. I had thought I would be terrified and have to hide. Instead, it felt liberating to get everything out in the open. My youngest brother, David, lived in Texas. He called me on my cell phone and said, "I saw you on TV. If I had known what a big deal it was, I would have been with you for the trial." What part of a murder trial would not be a big deal? I forgave his ignorance. A young couple recognized me when I used the outside ATM machine at my bank. "Are you the one?" they said with wide eyes and sympathetic expressions. "Wow, we're so sorry that happened to you." Amazing. They considered me courageous. I was just trying to survive. My charge nurse looked at me with different eyes. "I always knew you weren't saying everything about how your son died." Her husband worked for News Channel 3, and he knew Carrie Pena. I wasn't sure if what she said was an accusation or a compliment. She never offered clarification. I never asked.